times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're down pairing your baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war, I call it co-conspirators. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone. You watched in awe at the red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. While those fireworks were exploding, I was burning, that swinging my black flag high, eating the peanuts that the parties have tossed you. In the backseat of your father's new Ford, you believe in the ballot, you believe in reform. You have faith in the elephant and jackass, and to you solidarity's a four-letter word. We're all hypocrites, but you're a patriot. You thought I was only joking when I screamed kill Whitey at the top of my lungs, at the cops in their cars and the men in their suits. No, I won't take your hand and marry the state. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone.
Hello, listeners, and welcome on Resonance 104.4 FM. You are listening to The Circle Day Show, and I am Yudette Gerez. On tonight's show, we have poet Loudspeaker, who has been a poet for, like, ever, for a very, very long time, and she will share with us some of her work. So let's begin. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Not bad. You okay?
I'm all right. Cool. I'm boiling. It's really hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's nice, though. Yeah. When did you first start getting into poetry?
Okay, well, I've been into it for a while, but I first started really kind of getting into performing it about 2007 sort of time. And so I sort of got inspired quite a lot in about, I don't know, 2006 through for a lot of the other performers that I was seeing and a lot of the other gigs I was going to and stuff.
Yeah. And what strikes me is that a lot of your content is very political. What got you into politics?
Wow, okay, that's a big question. I was always really quite into social justice sort of issues, and I did like a lot of campaigning things at university, of things about world debt or world trade or how multinationals work. And I did something called development studies at the university, it was in Norwich, University of East Anglia. And then the more questions I started asking, like, the more political the answers started getting, the more things look structural, and the more kind of things that you looked at as to why the world is how it is just seemed to lead to sort of structural, really basic structural problems about the way that economics and things like that seem to work. So I found the more questions I asked, the more the answers got political, so basically.
So it's poetry kind of like an outlet for that?
I guess so. I guess so. And I always find it really inspiring to hear how, like, politics touch the personal, and how when I hear performers, like, talking about it that relate to them, it sort of makes it a lot more real as well as the sort of issues type thing. So
yeah. Could we have your first performance?
Yeah.
I was hoping we could get Pandora's Box.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay, cool. The bubble at repealed, Pandora's box is unsealed, our protective membrane burst. The lid is off the mainframe and it has released the corporate curse. This was the beginning of things getting gradually worse. to the banker's recent bailout. This law was a precursor. As accountability is eroded, we're falling further and further down the hole. With the grandfather clock, we took power and responsibility and then we separated it and we sealed it off. And the whole world waits with bated breath. What for Greece, Crete, Argentina, Iceland would be the cost, and we're all trying to fathom out who really is the boss. Behind the green mask is a fundamental ask for international transactions tax, but global power our hands lack. If banks and multinationals were fairly taxed, there'd be enough theoretical money to transact for global welfare. Perhaps. Or is it all a big international debt trap? If we tax the banks, do we fear collapse? Do all politicians need to admit that they really feel that? We have built a world far too complex to map. If we... with policies of integrity, yesterday they back. In the face of apparent complexity, they lose the confidence to act. In our interconnected world, how will our interconnected lives now react? Economists, yes, hear loudspeakers feedback. 9 out of 10 of your predictions proved to be whack, but we can get the bandage and we can further trace it back to the first corporate executives. They were the South Sea Company, in point of fact. They were called to account in Parliament and then the executives were sacked. They're all putting money into the Tea Party host hat, grinning all the way to the bank with the Cheshire cat. Yes, the face of complexity, it can be unwrapped because they're externalities do not add to the face of our humanity, they only subtract as their international law negates the power of contract. We need to end the international corporate hijack, rethink the nation-state model, localise and backtrack. We need to end the international corporate hijack, rethink the nation-state model, localise and backtrack. And I continue on with my pacifist attack. The arms traders, yes, they're the most ruthless pirates. I put the portfolio of the DSO into a sack. Pray this time it doesn't bounce back. We need to end the international arms hijack. Rethink the tank, localise and backtrack. And round and round and round to the trade round of the GATT. And then years later, round the WTO tables, the corporate executives were sat there all putting money into the Tea Party host hat, grinning all the way to the bank with the Cheshire cat. We need to end the international corporate hijack, rethink the WTO, localise and backtrack. The bubble at repeal, Pandora's box is unsealed, our protective membrane is burst, the lid is off the mainframe and is released the corporate curse.
That is brilliant. Thank you very, very much. I hope I haven't exhausted you too much.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Who are some writers that you admire, would you say?
Okay, most of the performers I really admire are people like Kate Tempest or MC Angel or people that do it really amazingly live because, like, yeah, they just blow me away because they're really inspiring. And I also like people like, I don't know, Saul Williams, Gil Scott-Heron, all the sort of classic sort of performance poets and then randoms like Space Girl and Yap, and not that they're randoms because they're great. And I guess I also like the Sylvia Plaths and the and some of the classic literary ones as well.
Cool. Yeah. I think that all helps, isn't it? Like, it all helps your process, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if you take bits from everything,
bits from a jigsaw.
Yeah. Steal it and then make it into your own.
Cool.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play just a snippet of pacifist attack for you. Here we go.
Achieved. We're angry about what we have been led to believe. to the banking bail, I guess. We've all been naive, so on the streets, the occupier raising a shout. The payback, they should now be a doubt. The public now owns assets that are rotten and toxic throughout. We pay before the bottom of the system all falls out. Failing to hold banking executives to adequate account, or separating the nation's life savings of significant amounts from the speculation of these global touts would have been a start. There's no doubt the cost of a perfectly funded moral hazard is one you may want to count. Was that too much detail for Cameron and Brown and Clare to have worried about? Our national teapot was standing tall and stout, and the Conservatives' premature election tea party. They picked us up and then they poured us out. And even as the cuts through the nation in drought, we couldn't meet the bankers of London without their 2 to 4 million bonus amounts. Now they're in their sports cars, driving about. Now Ireland saw a loophole they could not discount, so they addressed a letter with a detail the agreements left out. Now the bankers of Ireland could jolly well do without. But in England, oh no, yes, we've always been so much more clever. The government and the bankers are simply birds of a feather. You can't hold the nation to ransom as your debtor just because you and the bankers went to university together. Oh boys, have I got news for you. Part of many a merry activist crew. And in that road, your sports car is passing through. There's an ambush laying waiting for you. Now the system is a carriage designed to protect you against any stock market crashes in your revenue. With a bow and arrow of love, the artist drew. It's coming straight for your windshield, shattering your perspective of view. It's gonna pierce your airbag right through until it gets to your conscience and turns it black and blue. To leave the system at the junction of integrity is what I now recommend you do. Or step away from the vehicle, hands on the head, because the spirit is gonna stop and search you. The pockets of your soul, the divine will be going through. This conviction of spirit that is gonna get you, not all my pacifist ammunition, all the flowers that I threw. From polite society, I am now officially a defector.
Hello, we are back. Let's carry on with the questions. How has the squat scene helped you as an artist? Because I've seen you perform at lots of different squats.
The squat scene has just been really amazingly supportive, and there's always like lots of really inspiring political poets that perform there, and that's my favourite place to go and just watch poets as well. And so people like Phoenix and like lots of people like Kat Brogan, or lots of people living in squats hosting poetry, or like Pete the Temp as well. And like, I think that they create lots of really supportive environments where people feel like they can get up and do something for the first time. And like, yeah, it's just a really good atmosphere to be in and to be experimenting with as well. And yeah, it's cool.
It's very much like a loving atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
like X
yeah.
Factor where, you know...
Exactly.
you get... kind of... It's not about the fame, is it? It's
exactly,
about...
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Your process, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about process, what's your writing process?
Wow. Okay, it's probably different with, like, every single piece, because sometimes I get it in bits and I sort of, like, piece it together like a jigsaw, and then sometimes it all comes out in one, like a flow. And I'm really, really bad at summarising, so sometimes I'll get a really, really long piece. Like, I got so much about the banking system that came all at once, and then it ended up, like, three pieces or one too long a sort of piece. So it just really depends on, like, what I'm writing about or how and stuff. And I actually find writing personal stuff quite a lot harder than writing political stuff, and so I find that that's like a little bit different. So sometimes I come out with stuff and I'm like, is that just me processing stuff, and is it not a public sort of what thing? And but I'm always blown away by what people share when they do share something personal, and it's pretty cool.
Could you do another poem for us, please?
Sure, yes.
Split Infinity.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Okay. I don't want to act to maximise my own utility. When you split the atom, yes, you split infinity. The solo transcends the disintegrated symphony, and my codependence is in perfect symmetry. I raise my kaleidoscope of infinite possibility to the land that lies before us, where the nation state tourers, yes, the broken hearts of the tribes, we are restorers, because the land of the imagination, yes, it has no borders. Does it all sync up naturally or disintegrate in catastrophe? Can someone show a map to me? I can't plot my own anatomy. Well adjusted to a sick society is no measure of health. Who will rescue me from this pit of stealth? I want to speak from the fire from which I fell until the Buddha belly was crushed by the money belt. Media's self-fulfilling prophecy, it won't make us suffer. And we've stopped believing in the crisis, and we've started believing in each other, because the love of community, it is our buffer. And we're getting further than the nuclear family that made us into parts, then trades us and into instruments, and then the system played us. And dictators are falling above and below the equator, but they're only being replaced by worse that do come later, because the state apparatus is their creators. In the exhibition of alternatives, we need to become curators, and the exhibition of alternatives, we need to become curators, and of the alternatives of the nation state, we need to become debaters. I raise my kaleidoscope to the land that lies before us, where the nation state tourers, because the broken hearts of tribes, we are restorers, because the land of the imagination, yes, it has no borders. It's 1884, 100 years before the dates that Orwell foresaw. I mean, it's the Berlin Conference, and we're all appalled as across Africa, Bismarck, his business mark was scrawled. But Berlin makes walls with a tendency to fall. And the heavens are getting heavy, they're starting to shake. And the stones are getting restless, they're beginning to quake. And I stand beneath the Washington Monument, and I watch it crack, and I watch it break, as they evacuate the Empire State. And in the shadow of empire, we meditate as we will concentrate, because we're ripping up the system's red tape. And on the chains of injustice, we will dance and we will celebrate, because we're asking now for a fresh start and a clean slate, because our heart is a palette from which we paint the land of the imagination we long to recreate.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for that. So what inspired you to write Pandora's Box and Split Infinity?
Okay, wow. Pandora's Box is it's like about the history of the corporation, and I don't know if people have watched the film The Corporation. It's like a little bit retro now, but it was all about how the corporation has certain elements or facets that are kind of almost psychopathic and really, 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 really worrying. But then in the history of it, the actual corporation, the very first corporation called the South Sea Company, got outlawed for 100 years because of their illegal activities with this bubble that formed around them, and the way that that actually affected people with the unfair exchange rates. And the actual directors of that company were called to account in Parliament, and then they were sacked. And but nowadays, the way that the sort of corporations relate to government, everybody's scared to challenge them. So, like, lots of people in government have this sense that they can't actually challenge the corporations, or they can't, like, talk to them. So one recent thing that I experienced as well, there was, like, another charitable group that I was part of, and they had a bank account with the Lloyds that merged with the Halifax. It was a really early one, because all their later accounts were, like, with the cooperative. And the Lloyds and Halifax merging, they were going to close this bank account, but none of the MPs that usually supported this advocacy charity wanted to challenge the Lloyds, and they were really scared of challenging them. But eventually a few people asked parliamentary questions, and they asked all these things, but getting messages back from MPs that were scared of the Lloyds TSB was quite fascinating, you know, how the times have changed. Like, actually, the first corporation, you know, nobody was told, oh, it's complicated, we can't hold these people to account. The directors were just kind of held accountable and sacked, whereas nowadays it's like people are frightened. So I just think, well, we actually have to reclaim it and say, you know, it's not complicated. We need to hold these corporations to account, and we need to do it fairly, and they don't rule the world, because they shouldn't be.
Yeah, criminals. And what about Split Symphony?
That one. I guess with the Arab Spring and everything that's happened, like 2011, and the sort of sense in which, okay, it's amazing that there's a political movement towards changing the way things are, but this sense in which it's the state apparatus that creates how things are. So people, when they come into that seat of power, they're more likely to recreate it. So I wanted to ask more fundamental questions of actually the whole structure and system and all that kind of thing that actually defines what context we're trying to do revolutionary politics in. And I just really don't dig the nation state. It just seems to me like a really dumb social construction. So Africa was divided up by Bismarck in this thing called the Conference of Berlin 1884, and it just seems so ridiculous that these lines are drawn in the middle of tribes, and why should we relate in this way, and why should we let that define our relationships and dominate us? And it's not inevitable. It's only been with us for a few hundred years, and it's not the way that we've related. So let's throw it out and think of something else, maybe.
Bin it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to play Ghibli Ambush just for a little bit.
Premature election party, they picked us up and poured us out after Labour had already spent us out. And as these cuts leave us in drought, we couldn't leave the bankers without their 2 to 4 million bonus amount, and they're in their sports cars driving about. Or a loophole they cannot discount, so wrote a letter addressing the detail the agreements left out. Now the banks of Ireland can jolly well do without. But in England, oh no, yes, we've always been so much more clever, because the bankers and governments are simply birds of a feather. But you can't hold the nation to ransom as your debtor, because you and the bankers went to university together. We're part of many a merry activist crew, and many of us pass through University of Life together too. And in that road, your sports car is passing through. There's an ambush laying waiting for you. The system is a carriage designed to protect you against in your revenue. But now we've got debts to collect that are long overdue. So, with the bow and arrow of love the artist drew, we're shedding straight for your windscreen, shattering your field of view. And it's gonna pierce your ego black and blue. Leave the vehicle at the junction of integrity. It's what I now recommend you do, because whilst we have an eye for camouflage, the closer to our target is looking like you. and I'm writing the last of thousands of polite protest letters, and I'm posting my red letter into the mouth of the peace dove. I do and tether, and as it spreads its beautiful pacifist warrior feathers. Oh, Britain thought it could defy economic gravity forever and ever, fly with Peter Pan into the colonial hinterland of the never never. But I've looked into your equations and they're really not looking that clever. And you're trying to magic up your books through hocus pocus. And even as the public throat gets cut, you're still using your bogus bonds as a hook. Won't somebody somewhere please wake us up? Because your practices smell to the world for centuries so very odiously corrupt.
So what led you to collaborate with musicians and put your poetry on music tracks, which are available on SoundCloud for those who want to hear it? I think it's a great like collaboration as well. Like, it sounds really, really different and great.
That's cool. Yeah, I've collaborated with quite a few different music producers. So the last two tracks were done by somebody called Gennady, who also sings, but he produces music. And then Pacifist Attack I did with somebody called Paul PSR Ryder, who we used to be in a live act called Climate Shift, and he's also got lots of other good tracks online. So, I really love dance music, and I love MCs, and I love poets. And, yeah, I really wanted to work with, like, other music producers, and I just love listening to Faithless and things like that, even like the old schooly sort of things. So I just thought, yeah, I'd really like to collaborate with anybody doing music. And a lot of the stuff that I came out with was quite rhythmic, but sometimes it was a bit random. Like sometimes it was rhythmic, but sometimes it was like completely random. So I've managed to collaborate with a lot of people that appreciate that as well. So yeah, so that's cool.
I don't think it takes away from your poetry as well. I just think like it just works so well. You know, like, yeah. So did you want to make that leap and that addition to your poetry, or were you approached, or was it
I was always really inspired, like watching other poets do it with music and stuff. So I kind of like knew people that were already doing music, and so I asked them if they wanted any of my pieces with it. And then, but then when I put stuff online, I got like different messages from different people saying, do you want to collaborate and stuff? So I even did one collaboration with a guy in Germany, and we never actually met, which was really surreal as well. So it's like somebody called Spide sent me his tracks, and then I do a recording and send them back. But I prefer to do more longer term like collaborations with people where you're able to do more of a live act thing, because I still really like sort of I like a lot of stuff where it's like taking people on a journey of what the poetry's about. So I really want to do more sort of live performances. So
cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come to a wrap in a few minutes. But could you tell the listeners quickly what have you got coming up in terms of performances?
Okay. I've got like a few different gigs. I'm doing something at Waveform with World Shift Media, and I'm doing something Festival of Life, which is going to be cool, in early September. And also I'm doing something in Lewes near Brighton, middle of August. And I'll put them online. I've got like a Facebook group, but you spell loudspeaker EKA. So it's soundcloud.com or facebook.com/loudspeaker, and I can put more info on there.
Cheers, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. And that's all, folks. To listen to more shows, go to www.thecircleday.com. This is Resonance 104.4 FM. We'll be back next week. Until then, turn on, tune in, and kick off.
Inside of them, you call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war. I call it co-conspirators. Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw